Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
One of Iowa's foremost mystery writers was in Pella recently for a reading at the Geisler Library at Central College. What influences a writer? How do they create characters? And what is the relationship between the writer and those who read their work? Let's go in depth with Shirley Damsgaard, author of the Ophelia and Abby Paranormal Mysteries from Stewart. Shirley, where are you from?
I am from Stewart, Iowa. I am proud to say that I was born and raised in Iowa, and I've lived in Iowa all my life.
Well, now you're one of Iowa's foremost mystery writers.
Well, thank you very much. I don't know about the foremost, but I am one of Iowa's mystery writers.
Well, and you, when you were a little girl, did you think you would grow up to be one of Iowa's foremost mystery writers?
No. At that point in time, my goal in life was to be a princess, but it didn't take me long to figure out all those positions were taken. So I went kind of down a different, well, a path that a lot of women my age went. Went to college for 2 years, got married, had kids, started a career with the United States Postal Service, and worked for them for 30 years.
And then you started writing after that, or all along the way?
No. My goal in life was never to be a writer, per se. I had an aunt who started writing at the age of 16 and wrote until her death at the age of 96. I always thought that was really cool that she wrote stories. But I'd also always heard that you have to write what you know. And I didn't think that my life was interesting enough that anybody would really want to pay hard-earned money to read about it. But along the way, I learned that you do write what you know, but it's not the external that you write about, it's the internal. And that's what makes a story interesting, is what's going on inside the character. And that, I felt, was something that I could write about. I didn't need an exciting career in order to be a writer. And so about 11 years ago, I was encouraged to try my hand at writing. And honestly, Bob, I just kind of fell into it. And I have been extremely, extremely lucky.
Well, it sounds like a lot of hard work, too.
It is challenging. When things are going well, I don't play sports, and I never understood what they meant when they would talk about football players being in the zone until I started writing. When things are going well, I'll look at the clock, and it will be 2 hours. 2 hours will have flown by. I will have been totally immersed in the story and my characters. When it's not going well, I want to beat my head on the corner of my desk. It's also, not only is it the most challenging, it's also the most frustrating thing, too. It's been great. It's been very empowering. I've learned a lot about myself on the way. I've met a lot of wonderful people that would have never have come into my life had it not been for my career as an author.
What did you learn about yourself?
I have control issues. I did not know I had control issues to the degree that I have control issues. And the way I learned this, I don't like scary movies. I do not like to be scared. I don't read Stephen King, and I absolutely hate scary movies. But when I'm writing a story, I love scaring the reader. If a reader comes up to me and says, oh my gosh, my heart was pounding, I kept thinking, run, Ophelia, run, I'm going, yes, I did my job. And somebody pointed out to me one time, they said, why do you not like scary movies when you like writing scary stuff? And so I thought about it. Well, here's the difference. When I'm writing it, it's my boogeyman. And he doesn't jump out of the closet until I tell him to. But when I'm watching a movie or reading a book, it's not my boogeyman. I don't have control over him. That gives me, I don't know if it's security, where these issues of control come from, but that was one thing I learned about myself. The other thing that I thought was really interesting, I grew up, my father and brother were killed in a car train accident when I was 3 months old. And my mom, I had a stepfather, but my mom basically raised me. She was a very strong woman. And it wasn't that she was hard. She was a very kind woman, and she would do anything for someone. But she wasn't comfortable with the softer emotions. It was very difficult for her to she'd pay a compliment, but there was always that zinger on the end, like, you know, I love you, but I don't want you to get too big of a head about this, so, you know. There's always that little singer on the end, like, you're a good kid. For what? I don't know, but you're a good kid. You know, I mean, but I knew how much my mother cared about me and how much she loved me. But there was never that mushy-mushy stuff, you know. So when I started writing, I discovered early on that give me a fight scene and I'm your girl. But when it comes to writing a love scene and the softer emotions, I'll write them and then read them back to me, and it just sounds stupid. And so I thought that was really interesting, that expressions of the softer emotions weren't exactly in my comfort zone. And I thought that was really interesting. I had never really thought about it and thought about what lessons that I, unspoken lessons that I had learned at my mother's knee. So that was interesting to me.
And maybe it was just a defense mechanism your mom had after the loss.
I think so. And my mother had a tough life. Her mother died when my mom was like 8 years old. And she was raised by her father and her older sisters. And my mom started working like at the age of 16 and never quit. You know, worked all of her life. My cousin always laughed and said my mom could drive anything with four wheels on it and some things with only two. And my mother did not know the meaning of you can't do something. And that's what she taught me. And I thought a lot about this, and I think in the next book it's going to come into play. One thing that my mother, another unspoken lesson that I learned from my mother, she never told me I couldn't do something because I was a girl. Or I never heard her say, you can't do that because you're not pretty enough. You can't do that because you're not smart enough. You can't do that because you're the wrong gender. There was no limitations set on me. And isn't that a great lesson for a parent to teach a kid? To not worry about limitations. If you want to try it, give it a shot. Either it'll work or it won't, but you better be prepared if it's not going to work. And I just thought that was really great. And that was another discovery that came to me through my career as an author. I don't think I ever would have sat down and thought about these things had I not needed to create characters and look deeper into the human mind, so to speak, and motivations and why people do the things they do. And in doing that, I've discovered things about myself. So it's been great.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with mystery author Shirley Damsgaard. Well, looking at why people do the things that they do, sometimes we don't even look at that in ourselves. We just react and do things and go through the motions. Thinking consciously about that,
right,
is something we sort of have to learn, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, writers are, I think most writers that I've met, I don't know if you're born this way, if it's just the way your mind works or what, but you are human, or you study human, you're people watchers. Every single writer that I've met, they study human behavior. They're very interested. Best story, Charlene Harris, the author of the Sookie Stackhouse Southern Vampire Mysteries, mm-hmm. which True Blood is based on. She was at I was at VoucherCon in September, and I went to Charlene's panel. And she pointed out, and every author in the room was sitting there shaking their heads yes when Charlaine was telling the story. The thing that she pointed out that she's noticed about writers is a friend will tell you something that really awful story, you know, that something happened to someone or, you know, bad news or whatever. And she said the funny thing about writers, part of you, the human part of you is going, oh, that's terrible. You know, how awful. And you're being sympathetic. But then there's a little voice in the back of your head going, dang, I wish I had my notebook so I could write this stuff down, because you never know when you're going to use it. And you're always looking for stuff. And you see stuff and you'll go, what if? Isn't that interesting? What if? And then you start taking it a step farther, a step farther, a step farther. And pretty soon you've got a story going. So, and I think that's just the way that writers' minds work.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with mystery author Shirley Damsgaard. Well, tell us about your most recent work. Tell us about your most recent stories.
Well, my most recent book is under a pen name of Jess McConkie, and it's considered to be women's fiction, and the title is Love Lies Bleeding. It came out last July from William Morrow, which the Ophelia and Abby series was through Avon Books, Paranormal Mysteries. That is also an imprint of HarperCollins. So even though
these
I have
are
a
big
different
publishing house,
yeah, HarperCollins is one of the big boys. So even though I have a different publisher, I have the same editor. It's just, you know, the two books are coming out under different imprints, which is one of the reasons why they wanted me to use a pen name. Ophelia and Abby are Paranormal Mysteries. The Jess McConkie books are women's fiction, so they wanted to separate the two. It's a story about a young woman who had a tragic accident. She was attacked in a parking garage, bashed in the head, when it was in a coma for several weeks. And when she came out of the coma, everything she knew about herself was gone. She didn't look the same. She didn't feel the same. She had neuropathy in one leg. She could no longer do the things that she had normally done. And she felt that everything that she was had been stripped away from her as a result of this attack. And her parents are unwilling to deal with her limitations, and so they ship her off to the North Woods of Minnesota to a cabin and hire a physical therapist to take care of her. And it's not long before she discovers there are things around the lake that people would prefer to be kept secret. And therein hangs the tale. And so it's about a woman's journey. Well, everybody in the book, they're trapped in one way or another by their life. And the whole point of the book is that we set our own traps. And once we recognize what the trap is, to release ourselves, all we have to do is step outside, if we're willing to make the sacrifices necessary to do that. And so by the end of the book, Sam learns that the life that she was fighting so hard to get back wasn't really her life after all. It wasn't the life she chose. It was the life that had been chosen for her by her parents. And so she stepped out of the trap that she was in. And everybody, you know, and whether or not they choose to step out of the trap, that's part of the story too.
Okay, so we're learning with her as she discovers herself again.
Exactly.
And she's also discovering what's going on around her.
Right.
But then you're leading us as the reader to recognize our own traps.
Yeah, you know, that's the funny thing, Bob, about the relationship between author and reader. I've come across this a lot of different. I know what I'm writing. I think I know what I'm writing. But I'm writing through my own filter and my own life experiences. As a reader, you're reading what I've written through your filter. What you see between the lines may be something I intended or might not be. It depends on your experiences, how you interpret what the character's doing. I mean, obviously, you know, there's one interpretation, like an action scene. You know, it's obvious what happened there because it's on the page. But as far as feelings, emotions, that kind of thing, every reader can see different things in the character. Maybe it's what I intended, maybe it isn't. And that's a really cool thing about reading. You find things in it that speak to you, whether the author intended it to or not. Does that make sense to you?
Well, it makes sense, yes, it does. It means that we all read the same words on the page, but we all read different books.
Exactly. And that's what I think is so cool about reading and about the craft of writing. And it does. It amazes me. I'll have people come up to me and say, oh, in this scene, I could feel this, you know, I knew you were going for this, the symbolism, you know, whatever. And I'm going, good. Really? Okay. Good. I'm glad. You know, and I never tell anybody they're wrong, you know, because they aren't.
Right.
They see it through their life experiences and their filter. And that's what's really cool and really amazing to me. You know, and I've learned a lot by talking to readers, you know, as to what they're looking for. And it's been that's one of the things that's been really rewarding as an author.
So where can we find your books?
At independent bookstores, which I always encourage people to use their local independents. I have had such a wonderful time as an author. It's very hard to get established as an author. And I really feel that any of the success that I've experienced, it has been thanks to the wonderful hand selling that independents do. So I always try and promote them. Any of the box stores, you can also find at them. But I would encourage everybody to try your local independent first.
And to learn more about your work, what's your website?
Actually, I have two. Well, if you go to one, they're linked together. You can reach me via www.shirleydamsgaard.com or www.jessmcconkey.com.
Thanks to Shirley Damsgaard for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.